Familia de Lucha Libre Online, aquí te habla el gurú de la lucha libre y me encuentro with the indie god Matt Cardona once again here, Lucha Libre Online. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. Enjoying the weather here in Puerto Rico. I know you have a big day here in the January 20. We're gonna talk about that in a little sec, but I wanna talk to you about, let's talk about NWA. This January 13, you have a big match, a death match against EC3 for the NWA World Heavyweight title, the title that you never lost, the title that was you had to relinquish it because of injury. How are you preparing mentally for that match, and how are you preparing mentally for your opponent EC3?
Yeah, like you said, I never lost that title. I had to relinquish it. I'm not saying I disagreed with Billy's decision, but I certainly didn't agree with it. I thought he should have let me heal. I mean, I came back. I rushed back in 3 months just for the NWA. I mean, I did the NWA pay-per-view that August. I was ready to go. But I understand what he had to do. And at the end of the day, it was his decision. But now, deathmatch, myself, EC3, the title on the line. I'm the deathmatch king. This is my forte. I beat Nick Gage. I beat the so-called king of the deathmatch. I mean, people forget I also retired Tommy Dreamer in ECW. I know a thing or two about getting extreme. So EC3, he talks about controlling his narrative. Well, I'm gonna control his narrative, whether he likes it or not. And I'm going to take that NWA title away from him and put it around my waist again.
So you travel the world. Now your destination takes you for the first time here in Puerto Rico, one of the biggest companies over 50 years here in Puerto Rico working, that is WWC. What can you talk to me about here, working here in Puerto Rico?
Man, this whole ride on independence has been a lot of fun getting to work places I never got to work before. I've been to Puerto Rico before for WWE, but never as the indie god, never as the deathmatch king, never as, the major player, Matt Cardona. So I'm very excited to go to Puerto Rico. It's a big show coming up. I go way back with Primo. We were a tag team back in the day in WWE. So I'm excited to see him again, but I'm excited to see the fans of Puerto Rico, and I'm excited to, make a name for myself there. I don't want this to just be a one show thing like you see Matt Cardona once a year. I wanna, prove to everybody that I'm the man. I don't care what promotion I'm in. I can hang with anybody, and hopefully at this next show, WWC, they keep bringing me back because they have to, because the fans want to see me or want to see me get my ass kicked. Which isn't going to happen.
Let's talk about your opponent, the Caribbean champion Savant. Savant was the Luchador Hero of the Year. That was an award they give the government of Puerto Rico. He's one of the best wrestlers here in WWC. How are you prepare mentally and physically with a match with Zig Savant?
Listen, I've never wrestled Zig Savant. Never. Honestly, never seen him wrestle, but I've heard great things about him. But I don't care. I'm always ready. That's not just a nickname. That's not just a catchphrase. He might be the best wrestler in Puerto Rico until Matt Cardona flies in. Right? So he's going to have all his fans, all his family, they're going to be disappointed when he takes on the indie god and he's counting the lights. Because there is no way he's beaten me in my WWC debut.
Well, said that, let me say something in Spanish for the fans. Recuerden, Euforia, 20 de enero. Pueden conseguir sus taquillas por el Mini Market de Rey. Este 20 de enero, sé parte de la historia. Enero 13, donde Matt Cardona va a tener una lucha nuevamente con EC3 en a death match. Pueden conseguir su taquilla por nwtix.com. Recuérdate, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. NWA presents Paranoia. In Florida. So, Matt, we saw a tweet of you The invitation got lost on the mail. Does that mean that the right price Matt Cardona will be willing to return to the WWE?
Here's the thing. You know, ever since I left WWE in, wow, almost 4 years ago, time flies, you know. Sometimes it feels like yesterday. Sometimes it feels like an eternity. I just get to look back and the things that I did in these past 4 years. Even I'm impressed. GCW World Champion, you know, NWA World Heavyweight Champion, DDT Universal Champion, Impact Digital Media. So many championships, but more than championships, I've reinvented myself.
Yes.
And I proved that you don't need a major company to be a successful superstar if you're pushing yourself, if you're promoting yourself. And that's exactly what I do. Each and every year, I try to top the previous year. How am I going to do it in 2024? I don't know. But winning in Puerto Rico, that's going to be a great way to start the year. You know, I don't know if that title's on the line. If Zavon wants to put it on the line, if he has the balls, if he has the grapefruit to put on the line, I'll gladly bring it back to Orlando, Florida. But maybe he's afraid. Maybe this is a non-title match. I didn't read the fine print. But either way, my arm's getting raised.
I see you talk about on your Instagram page that the 2023 year of Matt Cardona was an amazing year. You go over the world, you go to Japan, GCW, you did a lot of things, and I reply, you said the 2023 was the best year of your career with Steph DeLander. You two are very obviously, this 2023 was one of the biggest years for Matt Cardona and Steph DeLander's wrestling career. What can you talk to me about running the world, every independence? Matt Cardona is one of the best wrestlers now in the independent circuit.
Yeah, so, you know, I get fired from WWE in 2020. And for that first year or so, there's really not much going on. You know, it's the pandemic. There's a couple indie shows here and there, but it's weird with the social distancing and everyone's wearing the mask and it's unsafe. And that's not how I wanted to start my indie career. So 2021, I started and I just didn't look back. I knew that I needed a change. I didn't know what that change was. And when I had that Nick Gage death match, I knew I was onto something there. The death match king, you know, and people started to boo me for the first time in a long time. I didn't quite understand why. Why were they booing me? You know, I didn't turn my back on the fans. I feel like they turned their backs on me. So this whole time, this whole run, it's not about proving people wrong. It's not about proving any company wrong. It's about proving myself right. And, you know, I'm not getting any younger, but I'm certainly not old. I'm 38 years old. I feel like I haven't even hit the prime of my career. You look at guys like Chris Jericho, still going strong. So I feel like I haven't even hit the prime of my career yet. Physically, I think I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. In the ring, I don't feel like I've missed a beat. Now, listen, I don't have that high-flying Ricochet Matt Sydal style, right? So it's easier for me to not slow down, right? But I think I got a lot of years left, a lot of gas left in the tank. And I'm super excited for Puerto Rico, because if Zavon is the best thing Puerto Rico has, at the end of the day, this is a test for me. Can I hang with Zavon? I believe I can. We'll find out in Puerto Rico.
So let's talk something personal of you. As a cancer survivor, what message can you send the people who fight continuously about cancer, of the continuing fight with cancer?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you gotta just stay strong, stay positive, and I know, trust me, it's hard. But you need something to keep you going. You need something to motivate you, something to fight for. And for me, you know, I've said it before, and it might sound fake, it might sound cliche, but it was true. It's like I couldn't let the cancer beat me, because at the time I was a teenager. I needed to make it to WWE. I needed to be a pro wrestler. And if I lost my fight with cancer, well, that wouldn't have happened, right? So that's what kept me going. I'm not saying everyone needs to be a pro wrestler, but someone needs to find something deep inside, or a goal, or something they need to live for, literally. And that's what I did. And, you know, it's crazy. Even that, you know, 20 plus years removed, You know, I see the scars on my body. I got scars from cancer, scars from death matches. You know, I got scars everywhere. But that's what makes me who I am.
So, Matt, where can we find your products, your T-shirt, your merchandise, and when can the people hear your podcast?
Yeah, well, listen to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast every Friday, wherever you get your podcast. We're also now on YouTube every Saturday morning. So the whole video is on YouTube Saturday mornings on the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast YouTube channel. Listen, just find me on social media. I'm always plugging something, whether it be my new toy line, Big Rubber Guys, or upcoming shows, or the podcast. I have too much stuff to plug. So just follow me on social media at the Matt Cardona. And hopefully soon, you know, my social media will be flooded with pictures of me with my arm raised in Puerto Rico.
Oh, that's going to be something amazing. So let me take to something in Spanish for our fans. Recuerden, enero 13, NWA presenta su mega evento, que es Paranoia, donde Matt Cardona va a estar enfrentándose a EC3 in a dead match. Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Paranoia. Este 20 de enero, consigues tus taquillas por el mini market de Rey González. Euforia, vive la historia. Eso va a ser una noche grande para aquí, para Puerto Rico. Well, Matt, I want to say thank you for your time. It's an absolute honor here being with you. Really, thank you.
Are you gonna be at the show?
Yeah, I'm gonna be at the show.
You better be there. I want all the footage of me hitting Devont with a reboot, a radial silence, hooking the leg deep. 1, 2, 3. Here is your winner. I think they're gonna call me the Puerto Rican God, Matt Cardona.
Oh my God. So thank you, Matt, for your time. Y recuerden que en español nadie lo hace mejor.